BBC Radio Suffolk.
Showbiz news now, and as you may have heard, the actor Patrick McGoohan has died at the age of 80. He was best known for his lead role in the 60s television show The Prisoner, and also won 2 Emmy Awards for his performances in the detective series Columbo. He died after a short illness. Let's talk to Roger Langley, who helps run the Prisoner Appreciation Society, which is based here in Ipswich. Roger, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Luke.
This must have come as a complete shock to you and the rest of his fans.
Yes, it was a big surprise and a sad event because we'd heard that around Christmas and in the early part of the new year he was fine, and then he became ill, and after only a day or two in hospital, unfortunately, they couldn't make him well enough to beat the illness.
How have his fans been reacting around the world?
Had a massive response. We've had hundreds and hundreds of emails. I've got a colleague in America who runs a website for the Prisoner and our Prisoner Society, and we have some of them in the UK, and been inundated. I've been up since 5 this morning just answering hundreds of emails and sending them on to other people. So it's very gratifying and very touching that there are so many people of all ages who remember him from different times and different films or TV shows.
In your eyes, what will he be best remembered for?
Well, people have really already made that decision over the years, but it's always The Prisoner that they talk about. But he did so much more. The first 10 years, he was on stage, he did comedy in the West End. You were just talking about Oliver, and he was in the West End doing comedies on stage, and never a musical, but he did do much television as well as films for Disney in the 60s, and he had a very long catalogue of work.
And of course he also said Danger Man as well, didn't he?
Yes, that was in the 6 years prior to The Prisoner, and he became rather disinterested in doing that because after 86 episodes they were getting pretty much the same format. So he went off and did this other thing which is completely different, and that's what people remember because it was so unusual, and it has stood the test of time, so they can still watch the series today and marvel at how unique as a TV show it was.
In your eyes, which was more superior? Was it Danger Man or The Prisoner?
Well, I think McGoohan had really much to do with the creation of The Prisoner, and I like all the artistic side of it that he put in his own ideas, and he was very impressed by Orson Welles because he was on stage with him in a production of Moby Dick in the 50s, and he was impressed with things like the film Citizen Kane, and I think he wanted to emulate Welles. And so The Prisoner to me is the greater achievement, although in the Danger Man series he did appeal to a mass audience. I mean, in America Danger Man was called Secret Agent and it was huge. But personally, I would say The Prisoner.
And of course, it wasn't until he starred in Columbo that he got any recognition at all.
Well, he had a couple of Best Actor awards for his stage work. He did a magnificent play by Ibsen called Brand in the West End. He got rave reviews for that in the 50s. And he was on TV in a play called The Big Knife, where he also was well received. And he won an award for a play on TV called The Greatest Man in the World. So he was a powerful presence. It's just that, unfortunately, it was a long time ago, and a lot of recordings in those days, as you know, were all white.
Last time we spoke, you'd just written a book about his life, and it took you, what, 4 years to complete, didn't it?
Well, the latter part of it, in actually putting it together, but it was really 15 years in the collecting of the information. And it didn't start out with a plan to write a book. I just had so much material sent to me kindly by people in this country and around the world that I thought, well, it's crying out to put it together as a book, so that at least the record of his 60 years in film and TV and stage could be printed. And so the book, Patrick McGoohan, Danger Man or Prisoner, is it's now been out a year, and I've had very, very nice, warm responses about it.
You yourself were able to talk to him. What was he like?
Over the years, yes, he was very a very personable man. He was very easygoing. He's a great family man. He at the time of his death, he'd become a great grandfather, and he's very strong in his family circle, in having plenty of social contact with all the distant people in the family. And we wish he would have come over back to Britain a few times, although he's been in California until the time of his death for many years. He would joke with me on the phone. He would pull my leg about being a defence lawyer, as I was when we used to speak. He thought I was on the side of the bad guys, as he put it, but he wasn't being serious.
What do you think his greatest achievement was, though, whether it be on the small screen or on the stage?
I think he would have said the stage. He thought The Prisoner was a job at the time, and it was of its time, very much set in the 60s and time of the Cold War. I don't think he thought it was meant to be studied and judged decades later, although he was pleased that it was. But he had really an outstanding performance in Brand, and he always thought that that was the one he'd want his children to see.
Okay. Roger Langley, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this afternoon and paying tribute there to Patrick McGoohan, who's died at the age of 80 after a short illness.